Welcome to Inside the Newsroom, the Sentinel Records weekly podcast from the Razorback Campers Health Studio that takes a closer look at news and sports in Garland County. The Good Run Northwoods Mountain Bike Festival is set for November 11th through 13th at the Northwoods Trail System. The festival, which is in its fourth year, consists of many competitions, including enduro races, a time trial, a dual slalom, and the annual jump jam, before wrapping up with the Attila the Hun cross-country race, the longest continuous running cross-country mountain bike race in the state. With us to talk about the event is Tracy Berry, the Northwoods Trails Coordinator with Visit Hot Springs. Let's talk about Good Run. What exactly is Good Run?
So Good Run, a lot of folks get confused with the name because it has run in it. So people are like, why are you putting on a running festival? And it's not a running festival, but so we came up with Good Run. You know, I like to when I talk about it, describe it as Hot Springs. I mean, I don't feel like we take ourselves extremely seriously. Like, we like to have fun and just have a good time with things. It's like we have the shortest St. Pat's parade. It's 98 feet long.
Right.
You know, we have the world championship running of the tubs through Bathhouse Row in downtown Hot Springs. You know, all these fun and funny events. And so with Good Run, when we had our phase one trails built, one of our trails that was built by a solo female trail builder that Emba subcontracted and brought in to help with the trails. And she built a trail, and she has built trail all over the world. And she's amazing. She is an artist when it comes to trail building. And they really wanted to name the trail something that reminded us of that trail builder. Her name was Valerie. So we called it Valkyrie. And a Valkyrie is a female warrior.
Right.
And then one of the last trails that we had built in phase one, the uphill portion of that, the way you end that trail, you connect back into Valkyrie. But we decided to call it, and it's pretty rocky, kind of an enduro-ish style downhill trail. So we called it Ragnarok, which is kind of the end of the gods,
right.
And it's when a utopia emerges. And so we kind of, in our, you know, trying to figure out, what are we going to do with this festival? What do we want to call it? You know, we don't want to be boring. We want to have some fun with it. And so our marketing and advertising team, extremely, you know, a group of very creative folks, we started doing some research. And so one of our team members, Marissa Rogers, found that Good Run, which also need to fill in one more thing. Let me go back.
Sure.
Part of our festival is the Attila the Hun cross-country mountain bike race. And this race has been going on, this year will be its 30th year, 30th consecutive year.
Wow.
So it's one of the longest running races in Arkansas. And it's the final race of the Arkansas Mountain Bike Championship Series each year. So Attila the Hun, Valkyrie, Ragnarok, you know, we started kind of thinking in that Germanic kind of terms, and Marissa did some research and found that Gudrun was the defeater of the Huns. She was Attila's last wife, and she defeated Attila and the Huns.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thought, oh, this is fun. We kind of wanted to have a strong female presence. You know, we're gaining more and more women in mountain biking, but there can always be more. It's still pretty heavy on the men's side. We usually have about 75% male, 25% female, and we really want to grow that 25% up. And so we got super excited about it. Oh, yeah, that's super cool. So we're going to call this Good Run. So it's Good Run Northwoods Mountain Bike Festival, and that's how we came up with the name. And at the time, Emba was still here working on the trails, doing some work over at Cedar Glades, getting ready to start the Pullman Trail. And one of their trail builders was a graphic designer, and so she came up and designed our first Good Run poster for that first year in 2019. So this will be our fourth year of Good Run, and we're pretty stoked about it.
Yeah. you know, and that was one thing I was going to ask next is how long has this been going on? So, you know, how many people has this festival brought in each year? Because, okay. I mean, obviously, you know, the first year it probably didn't do as well as it has, you know, sure. ever since. And then, you know, I assume in 2020 that it was a down year as well. So
2020 wasn't too bad, actually. So we did in 20. So we opened to the public. The trails opened to the public in 2018. Mm-hmm. And we opened to the public this same weekend in 2018. And it was the same weekend that Attila the Hun race was on that year. And so we decided that we wanted to use this festival as a way to kind of celebrate the trails, the anniversary of, and to still include Attila the Hun and make it a bigger, longer event
right.
rather than just a one-day thing. And so 2018 was the opening. 2019 was the first year for the Good Run Festival. That year we had around 200, a little over 200 registrations. Now that doesn't include the Attila the Hun data or numbers for that year because they were not doing online registration at that time. And it was something that Parkside Cycle put on, not necessarily our event, and it still isn't our event, mm-hmm. but it occurs during our festival. And then in 2020, we actually almost doubled those numbers
oh, wow.
With our registrations. So we hit an inclusive of Attila the Hun and the Good Run events. We hit a little over 500 that second
wow.
year. And then our third year, last year in 2021, we hit 702 registrations. So not doubled from 2020, but definitely still up. But, you know, 2020 still wasn't a super bad year for us. I mean, it was a little touch and go. We weren't sure because of COVID and the pandemic, but because it was an outdoor event, a three-day event, later in that year of 2020,
mm-hmm.
you know, folks were wanting to get outside and wanting to do something, wanting to be involved. And so I think that's what kind of helped us. We were an outdoor event.
Mm-hmm.
And so our numbers still did well in 2020. But to see it still continue to grow into 2021, you know, not necessarily after the pandemic, but kind of on the tail end of,
mm-hmm.
Was really awesome to see. And so, you know, we're hoping that this year we get even more folks in. And also we have a good number of local folks that participate, and we have a good number that come from the Central Arkansas area. But last year we had 16 states represented.
Wow.
At Good Run, which was really cool. So we have folks that are coming that don't just race the AMBCS series, but they just want to come for the community and the fun of it, and also the enduro races and other things that we offer throughout the weekend. So that's really cool. And to see those same people coming from out of state year over year is really cool too. So it's kind of like a reunion of sorts that we all get together and just have a lot of fun surrounding bikes and Vikings
right.
and just celebrating our trails. So it's really cool.
Yeah. I know you said you didn't have a reduction in how many people came out due to the COVID, but I assume there were still some restrictions that y'all had, you know, even last year.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because there were, you know, the state had guidelines. And so if you wanted to put on an event, whether it were outdoor or otherwise, you had to submit a plan to them. And so, of course, we had to have plans for, even though we were outside social distancing, you know, asking folks to have some type of face cover if they weren't able to social distance, you know, and with races, when you start, you're pretty close. And of course, you're passing each other through it. And so, you know, we asked racers that, especially at the start line, they have some type of buff or something that they could cover their face with. Then once they got out in the clear, they could remove that from their face. So, you know, we really relied on folks to kind of to follow those asks from us or of us. And so we did that. And, of course, we had the hand washing stations, hand sanitizer everywhere, and things like that. And like our food court area, because we have two or three food trucks that'll come out
mm-hmm.
each year. We block that off and then ask folks to, you know, make sure that they follow those rules pretty heavy in those areas where they're closer together, ordering food, sitting down at picnic tables and stuff. So So we did have to kind of follow the state guidelines and have a plan in order to get permission to even have the event in the first place. So, and I felt like we did really well with it, you know, the best we could. There's only so much that you can control with people, you know.
Right.
And being outside and being so spread out with this event venue and the way the races are, you can't control and watch every single thing. But I thought that the community of cyclists that came out for it were open to that and understood, and we did well with them, and so we had a successful race.
Yeah.
Or a festival.
So, you know, this year, obviously, you know, COVID is mostly behind us. How excited are y'all about this year being the first one without any kind of real restrictions? I mean, I know that last year there weren't any mandated restrictions, but I'm sure there was still a lot of mask wearing or hand washing and social distance type things.
You know, and our first year wasn't either, but our first year was our first year, and so it wasn't as big. But, I'm super excited about this year. I'm really excited. We have a few new categories and a couple of our events that we have added this year. We're hoping to have a Strider course set up. So the younger riders that we don't necessarily have events for will have something to do during the weekend, because we often see those younger kind of, two up to 6-year-olds that are on their Strider bikes all throughout the weekend while their older siblings or parents are racing. But there was never really an area set up for them to be able to, like, ride through or go over things. And so we're excited about having that. I just think that, you know, folks are going to feel a little bit more comfortable being in crowds. Again, even though it's outside, there's always, you know, that thing. But I do feel like folks are starting to become, those folks that weren't comfortable with it, starting to become more comfortable. And, you know, hopefully we'll have them come back out this year as well.
You know, I know this year, you know, and if I remember right, also last year, this was held at the same weekend as the Spa Running Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Was that intentional?
Well, you know, no, it wasn't. But because we opened that weekend and we thought that it was, when we opened the first year, it wasn't a festival. And the Spa Running Festival was still that year and everything went well. And then that first year, when we joined the expo, I'm trying to remember if we joined the expo that first year, but I think that they kind of go hand in hand, and it's really neat for us to be able to have the expo together. Mm-hmm. So now instead of just a running expo, we have a running and riding expo.
Right.
And especially a lot of our locals are crossover.
Mm-hmm.
So it's neat in that regards, and it brings in people into town for two physical activities, outdoor recreation type activities. And so I think that that's really neat. But I think it also kind of stretches out our volunteer base here locally.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes our local folks that are involved in both have to kind of pick and choose and work their schedules around. But I do think that it's been, for the most part so far, pretty successful.
For someone who doesn't necessarily know what this is, what kinds of things does the Good Run entail? I mean, obviously, it's out there on the Northwoods trails, but, you know, is it mostly the more intense courses? Is there, you know, some other things that are less intense? What kinds of things can someone expect?
So it is a full 3-day weekend of events and things going on. Just to go over the full schedule, so we start Friday, November the 11th, where we join the Spa City Running Festival, and we'll have an expo in the Hot Springs Convention Center here downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And that's from noon to 7, so all day Friday, where we have vendors set up, packet pickups for each of the festivals. And we have probably a couple thousand folks that come through there. In the middle of that day, we'll have our first event, which is the Good Run Slow Roll. So it's just a fun, family-friendly slow roll through downtown, where we start behind the convention center. We'll meet at around 4 o'clock, get everybody gathered, talk about the rules of the ride mm-hmm. and the expectations and kind of the route that we're going to go on. And then we try to have wheels on the pavement by 5. And we leave from the convention center, head to Bathhouse Row, ride through the bathhouse, not through them, but down right. Central. And then what we do is we turn on Fountain Street and then hop on to the veranda of the Arlington. And then we ride through the middle of the Arlington Hotel, right through the lobby, out the back, back onto Central. And then we'll go around Whittington. And then we finish at 420 Eats. And that's where we have kind of our opening night party of sorts. And we'll give away a prize for the best dressed Viking. So we do encourage people to dress as Vikings
right.
for that slow roll, put on lights on their bikes, have glow-in-the-dark type things on them. And then, so that's just kind of a fun, family-friendly and a way for us to kind of open up the festival. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday and Sunday, all day, we are out at Cedar Glades and Northwoods Trails. And so on Saturday, we start the day off with our enduro races, and we do offer a mini enduro. So an enduro race is for riders that really like to go downhill fast. So there are stages that are set up, and the only time that you're having recorded is when you're going downhill on those stages. So riders kind of take their time climbing up to the start of that stage, and then they want to go as fast as they can through it. And then once they get through that stage, they kind of take their time making their way to the second stage. And then then at the end of that race, they total their times for each of the stages. So they don't even consider their time in between stages.
Right.
And the mini enduro typically has 3 stages. So it's around 8 miles in length that the riders ride for the mini enduro. And that's kind of an introduction. So for folks that are not sure if they like that style of racing, you know, to just try out, or maybe they're just new to it and feel like the full enduro would be just a little too much for them, the mini enduro would be perfect. And then the full enduro is 6 stages. And that usually includes a few hidden secret stages that we scratch in that isn't on built trail. And it tends to be a little bit longer, 12 to 15, maybe even more miles for that race. And then after the enduros, the next event would be the Good Run Jump Jam. So out at Cedar Glades, we have a skills area where we have a couple of jumps that are built so people can session that and work on their jumping. And we have riders that'll come and do backflips and 360s and all kinds of cool tricks on their bikes. We've had a few BMX riders come out and compete in that. But it's a big crowd favorite. So it's a lot of spectating opportunity there mm-hmm. for people to come out and just watch the show. So we have music going and an MC announcing the riders as they do their tricks and things. And so then after the jump jam, or even before the jump jam, I forgot about one of them. It's our Waffles and Coffees time trial that we started last year. It was a new event last year. And that has 6 different categories, some youth categories, and then open male, female, and then we've actually added a one-wheel category this year. So folks actually ride one-wheels out on the trails. And wow. So and you don't see many events for one-wheel riders. So we decided to add that to our time trial to see if we could get some one-wheel riders in town to compete. So that would be our Waffles and Coffee time trial. And then our jump jam. Then right after the jump jam, we will award our enduro winners, the time trial winners, and our jump jam winners. And then after that, you know, it starts getting dark a little early that time of year. We go straight up to the top of the hill where our dual slalom competition will start around 5:00. And so we have the Tower of Light sliding up the hillside at Cedar Glades, and Slaughter Trail Guides, who powers our enduro races, also powers our dual slalom. And so they set it up and do all the timing for us. And they will. We have a men's and women's category, and they go through this dual slalom course right off the side of the hill there, where they're zigzagging downhill, racing each other side by side down to the bottom. And so that's super fun. It's at night, so the lights are out, the music's going. And then right after that, we'll have our bonfire where we'll award the dual slalom winners and just kind of have some social fun time around the bonfire. And then Sunday, all day, is Attila the Hun. And so that occurs all on the Cedar Glades trails. So the Northwoods Waterworks trails will be open to the general public to ride. So if you're not a cross-country rider and don't want to race in Attila the Hun, that gives our riders that maybe if they didn't get to hit Lucky 13 during the Enduro and they want to go hit Lucky 13 or Blue Jay or Ragnarok or the other trails that they didn't get to ride in any of our events during the weekend, they're open for them to go and experience. But Attila the Hun is all day Sunday from 8 in the morning until about 2 or 3. And then, of course, we have the award ceremony for that. And that kind of culminates in our festival for the weekend.
Wow.
Yeah, so we have about 7 events that goes on throughout the weekend. You know, and with the addition of the pump track and some other things, we're hoping to grow the festival more each year. Mm-hmm. You know, so eventually this is going to be a situation where folks are going to have to pick and choose if they want to do this event or that event, is our hope, because we've grown it and we have so many people participating that we're able to offer, you know, more events and events that occur at the same time and things like that.
Inside the Newsroom is sponsored by Reiser Ford and Lincoln. On the hunt for a new truck or car, stop by 4201 Central Avenue in Hot Springs today or call 501-525-0800 today for all your truck and car needs.
Obviously, we've got a little bit of time before, you know, the festival. Mm-hmm. You know, I assume people can still sign up anytime.
Yes, you can sign up until the day before. You can go to goodrunmtbfest.com, where has all of our information there. And there's a link on that page that will take you to Bike Reg, or you can go to bikereg.com and look up Goodrun, G-U-D-R-U-N, and that will pull up our festival information. Now, we do bump up the registration prices on October the 16th at 8 p.m. So if you want to get in for a little bit cheaper before it goes up, you need to register before October 16th. Doesn't go up a whole lot, but it does go up a little bit. But then registration is open through November. We will be doing a drawing here soon. So we've Bill Solider came up with this idea, and so we've been doing this for the last 2 years. We have a Goodrun getaway giveaway package. So we have several local businesses that have given items for this package. Hotel Hot Springs has given us a room for the weekend. Superior Bathhouse Brewery has given a gift card. Parkside Cycle, Spa City Cycling, Hot Springs Bicycle Touring. I have all of them. Actually, I have a list here. Let me see that, because I don't want to forget anybody. So 2 nights stay at the Hotel Hot Springs, 2 passes to the thermal water pools at Quapaw Baths and Spa, 2-day passes to Garvin Wooden Gardens, 2 tickets to the Gangster Museum of America, 2 passes to Mid-America Science Museum, a gift card from Superior Bathhouse Brewery, gift card from Parkside Cycle, gift card from Spa City Cycling, Red Light Roastery Coffee House swag, TACO, which is Trail Advocacy Coalition of the Washitas, it's our local IMBA chapter and volunteer trail organization, swag, and then Northwoods Trail swag. So it's a pretty good giveaway package. So we're getting ready to, the first 200 entries qualified for that drawing. So we're getting ready to do that drawing here in the next week to announce that winner. We're super stoked about that. And then we also have Kuwat Racks out of Missouri that's a part of this year's festival, and they're giving us 2 V2 transfer racks to give away.
Oh, wow.
And so everyone that's registered has a chance to win one of those racks, and then we'll have other opportunities where they can buy more tickets to register throughout the weekend before we draw for those 2 racks. So we're excited to have them involved this year. And of course, I feel like I'm probably missing somebody, but we have several supporters and sponsors this year. So McGee Insurance is our presenting sponsor this year. Arvest Bank Foundation is in this year for a sponsorship. Oakline has sponsored us. Superior Bathhouse Brewery. There's several more. Those are our big sponsors, and we have several supporters. Spa City Cycling, Parkside Cycling, Hot Springs Touring. They're all in and are supporting this year's year and helping us. Of course, 420 Eats for our opening night party. We've got Holy Roller Cyclery, our bicycle shop out of Benton. Slaughter Trail Guides, they have helped us put this on every year, providing timing services and setting up our enduros and much, much more. They're out of Northwest Arkansas, and they're amazing. Diamond Lakes Travel Association. I've got more, of course, Garland County for the use of Cedar Glades Park. I think I got it in Flow Bikeware. They design and do our bike and cycling, our mountain, our MTB and cycling jerseys each year that we pre-sell for the festival. So it's just really cool. We have a lot of folks that support us and wanted to make sure that I mentioned them. So yeah, a lot of good stuff. You can still register. We still have vendor spots available. So if you want to be a part of the expo Friday at the convention center, all you have to do is get on goodrunmtbfest.org, and there's a spot there for a vendor form that you can fill out and send in. But yeah, there's several ways to be involved. So if you don't want to necessarily participate in race or compete, you know, we always have volunteers that are needed, vendor space available, and there's always sponsorship opportunities. Red Light Roastery is another sponsor. They help us facilitate the waffles and coffee time trial, and so they're supporting and sponsoring that race this year for us. So a lot of folks involved to help make this festival happen, and I just can't be more thankful for all the support that we see here in town, with the city, with the county, with the national park. I mean, all of it. It's just it's really cool, and I'm stoked for the middle of November.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned earlier that, you know, people could come watch, you know. Is that something that's available to anybody that can come out there, just, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, anybody can come out and watch. So if you don't want to race, but you might ride and, you know, are super excited and just want to watch folks go at it and race each other, there are spectator opportunities. You know, with Attila the Hun, it's a short lap course, so they ride multiple laps through the course. And there's a few spots that we'll have designated as spectator areas. Of course, the Jump Jam and Dual Slalom are extremely spectator-friendly. The Enduros, there are a couple of areas that we can, you know, direct folks to hike in and kind of watch a couple of those stages. But it's definitely spectator-friendly. And even if you just want to come out and check out the vendors, or, you know, we'll have food, we'll have music going, and it's just a really fun time for folks to come out and get together and have fun on bikes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you mentioned, you know, the giveaway that mm-hmm. y'all have got going on was open to the first 200. Obviously, you've passed that.
Mm-hmm.
Roughly, where are y'all sitting right now with registrations?
Right now, we're at about 220.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're, folks tend to kind of wait till the last minute for these types of events. You know, they're outdoors. You never know what the weather's going to do. I need to knock on some wood real quick, because we have been very lucky since we started this festival in 2019 that we haven't had any major storms or any, haven't been rained on throughout the weekend. Year before last, we did have kind of a storm come through Saturday night after the activities were already over, before the next day, that took a few tents out, and we had to get a few trees off the trail, but still the trails were in great condition that Sunday for the Attila the Hun race. So we've been very fortunate with the weather for the last 3 years. So I'm hoping that continues this year.
You mentioned that you kind of expect a little bit of a push there towards the end.
Yeah.
What would you say you normally get there, you know, the last couple of weeks coming in? I mean,
registrations 50%,
you know, yeah.
Last year we probably had almost a quarter, if not more, of our registrations come in the last week, week and a half.
Okay.
Yeah, we had over probably around 200 registrations in that last week.
Wow.
Yeah. From, you know, just folks not sure. And again, you know, I think especially even still last year, it was touch and go with what was going to happen with COVID and things like that. And so, you know, I think this year is a little bit different. You know, this year I do think that folks have been a little bit hesitant to travel just because the gas prices have been kind of, you know, extremely high.
Mm-hmm.
And haven't really, they're down, you know, under the $3 range for a little bit, but they're kind of back over that now. And so I think that, you know, when it comes to traveling, folks are just kind of waiting to see and fill it out and see what's going to happen. But I do expect to see a good bit of registration over this next couple of weeks before our fees go up, and it'll probably be a really big push within the last two weeks before the festival.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier that you know, a lot of people tend to wait, you know, because they're wanting to judge the weather and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know as a runner that happens a lot too for a lot of races. So if on the absolute worst case, mm-hmm. you know, it does, you know, a storm comes up or whatever, you know, what is the plan with that? I mean, is it kind of like with a running race, it's kind of a, you know, we're sorry, but
sure. I mean, rain, sleet, or snow.
Okay.
You know, we'll have it unless the conditions are life threatening.
Sure.
You know, we wouldn't want to have people out on course if we had a big thunderstorm, you know, tornado or something come
right
through. But, if, you know, rain isn't going to hurt us, isn't going to stop us. So, yeah. If we happen to have sleet and snow in November, that probably hasn't happened. Has that ever happened in Arkansas? I don't even know. But, you know, now we can kind of maybe January, February. But, you know, and the temps have been fairly mild for the last few Novembers as well. Mm. So, I mean, we've had some pretty warm Novembers for the last couple of years. So I am, you know, the show will go on unless it's just something that's, you know, we would never want to put anybody in harm's way. If it were a safety issue, then we'd have to call it. But okay. Yeah. So we just, we'll play that by ear and keep our fingers crossed and keep knocking on wood that we're lucky enough to have, you know, good weather for this year's event.
Yeah. And then obviously I expect with the success this event has had, you know, over the years, y'all are definitely looking forward to continuing it at least for another year.
Oh yeah, for sure. So next year the dates are November 10th through the 12th. So 10th, 11th, and 12th. We've already, same weekend next year. And you know, pretty much as soon as this year is over, we're starting the planning for next year. I mean this is a full year of preparation, pretty much at least three quarters of the year, where we start really planning and nailing down and, you know, deciding if we're going to have any changes, add anything. And again, you know, with the addition of the pump track, I think I see next year's festival having a few more events involved. And so it's I'm stoked for this year and some new things that we have to offer, and then stoked for the possibility in the future and just continuing to grow the festival each year. Yeah.
I appreciate you coming by.
Well, yeah, thanks for having me.
This has been an episode of Inside the Newsroom from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. New episodes are released every Thursday. Thank you for listening.